to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And check out our website. It's freetalklive.com. There you're going to find all kinds of cool features, but if you go to the subdomain news.freetalklive.com, you'll find some easy ways to connect with the show. One of them is our email list where you can sign up to get updates when something major happens with the show, like we add a new radio station or something like that. I think Mark and Ian also announced that they're going to the BitCon, right? The Bitcoin Convention 2013 in May, which I'm totally jealous of.
California, very exciting.
And also, you can find Free Talk Live's Facebook page and their Twitter profile, and you can give Free Talk Live a like on Facebook or a follow on Twitter. And, you know, we try to keep up with interacting with people during the show, and, you know, maybe you can meet some other listeners through those channels, too, if that's something that interests you. So one more time, news.freetalklive.com. And our phone number tonight is 855-450-FREE as we kick off the second hour of tonight's program. If you're just tuning in, you might be not quite so used to hearing our show without Mark. That's because Mark is in Florida, and he's on the way back as we speak, I think. So.
Oh, is he on the way back?
Yeah.
I'd hate to think that he was basking in the sun while we're here doing this. But
no. Yeah, I think he's on the way back. He's been on a nice little trip, but he'll be back next week, and if you listen to the weeknight version of Free Talk Live, I think he'll be back tomorrow night.
Awesome.
So, all right, 855-450-FREE, or Skype us at lrn.fm. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Gregory, listening in Keene. Hi, Gregory. You're on Free Talk.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I was thinking about the ways of freedom. And you answered my question about Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say where January, Mark was. February, April, May. But that's off the mark. I'm glad Mark is well. I hope he is getting sun.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, actually, me too.
Right. So, polite. Politics aside, I'm thinking about freedom, and I've been thinking about it for a while, but I guess when it comes down to, like, designing clothes, there's a certain freedom that, you know, that exists within the mind of the beholder, if that makes any sense.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, I was watching The Voice just a little while ago on TV, and the obvious began to obviate itself because the woman who sang was so clear. And I don't know if you know Shakira on The Voice now. So I think that's The Voice and not the other one.
I thought Shakira was deceased.
No, Shakira is the Hispanic singer. She's the pop star, modern.
Who am I thinking of? I thought she was.
Oh, not Christina Aguilera, but another Latina.
Selena. I think it's Selena, the one that Jennifer Lopez made the movie out of.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. See, this is how out of touch I am with pop culture. I do apologize anybody who.
No, that's not a worry at all. my dad taught Spanish for 30 years at Fordham University in the Bronx, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I get excited about language and things like that and puzzles, but not to puzzle anybody. Let me see. I took some notes about.
I'm having trouble following what you're getting at. So.
Sure. The bad Quaker, I forget his name.
Yep,
but he had on a guest who mentioned Father James Sadowski from Fordham. And
okay, I'm not familiar.
I'm quite sure that I know he was a Jesuit because he would have been in my father's house. And, I mean, I think he's been there, but I'm not sure because we had so many priests over because my dad was a Jesuit and my mom was a nun when they met. So I'm thinking of Jesuits, not Polish Jesuits, but ones that end in SKI.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. And now somebody, I think.
So you were just wondering what the connection is with this guy? So, okay, I'm going to try to make sense of this. So Bad Quaker is another podcast that runs on the Liberty Radio Network. And Free Talk Live is also on the Liberty Radio Network. We're also on several radio stations around the country. But LRN.FM is the name of the website and a internet radio station that is the project of Ian, who's usually the host of Free Talk Live the other six nights
right.
of the week.
Right.
So that's how you sort of made the connection between this other podcast, Bad Quaker, and our show tonight. And I'm sorry, Gregory, I just don't know the person that that he
well,
was mentioning.
I can't spell Skype. Okay. I mean, I can say Skype, but I can't spell. I can spell it, but
S-K-Y-P-E.
On my computer, it becomes a problem.
Right.
And I'm literally like losing my light in terms of my eyes. So
right.
When
cataracts.
I think of Jesuits, I think of Milton, and he wasn't even a Jesuit. So
that'd be John
the last
Milton.
Thing, yeah.
Go ahead with your last thing.
The last thing would be, I don't know. What do you guys think of the Vatican?
Oh, my. That's the right person.
The new pope.
Okay, well, right. So is this the idea, like, that the new pope is a Jesuit, right?
That's not obvious, but, Brian, you're not obvious.
Brian's not obvious.
No. Well, I mean, no. the one thing that's kind of obvious.
You're not obvious either.
Right,
beautiful,
right.
Even over the phone, and we know that, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, as far as the Vatican, I get very confused with the Vatican, because I can't tell if I'm looking at Washington, D.C., or if I'm looking at Rome, Italy.
Wow.
Because
very
they look
similar.
Exactly the same, so I do get confused when it comes to the Vatican.
Right, that's a mirror effect.
Yeah, Gregory,
right,
here, I have a tip for you. Maybe if you want to get in touch with the Bad Quaker podcast with Ben Stone over there, you can check out badquaker.com. And you can probably get in touch with him through there. Maybe you can follow up a little bit on the thing that you heard him talking about earlier. And
perfect.
thank you for calling Free Talk Live.
Can I share
your thoughts? Oh, no, sorry. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Mike listening in Arkansas. Hi, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, for opening that call.
I was a little confused, but, you know, hope he finds the information he was looking for.
I do, too. Hey, you guys were just talking about society and crime and things like that, and I think that the thin veneer of civility that we have in our modern society is much less than what we might think. And I was thinking the other day about the total population in the United States and what percentage maybe do things like have a criminal mind or do things consistently that are criminal or illegal. It's probably a very small percent, maybe 1% of the population.
I agree. It's probably a small percent.
Yeah, I would say
most of the people who are in jails and prisons in the U.S. are a lot of
they're
criminals, victimless crimes where they haven't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the police can barely keep a grip on society as it is, with just 1% of the population inclined to do things, you know, commit violence against other people. I think that it would just take very, very, very little to have a monumental collapse, don't you think? I mean, the police
there's another factor in that, too, about the victimless crimes. I think that the cops are spending a lot of their time enforcing these victimless crime laws, so they're arresting a lot of people for drugs. They're doing things like drug raids every couple of seconds. They're so common in the U.S. And they're basically creating the conflict there. They're creating the criminals out of people who otherwise haven't hurt anyone.
Right.
And if they have hurt anyone, yeah, maybe that's a problem. But I think the things that they're focusing on as far as law enforcement are not really focusing on the actual criminals. In fact, in a lot of places, people will tell you that if they have something stolen, you know, if there's a property crime or even a violent crime, a lot of murders go unsolved.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rapes go unreported because people are afraid they may not be taken seriously or they're just not solved.
Yeah.
And, you know, and property crimes, they're notorious for not following up on them. So I don't know. Maybe there are enough police to deal with the true criminals, but they're not focusing on them. What do you think, Mike?
I think you're right. One other thing I wanted to ask you about if there's time.
Sure, we'll hold on to you, Mike. Hold that thought. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Stay tuned.
Have you considered considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind at 855-453. You can also get in touch with us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle. LRN.FM is also the name of the internet radio station that the caller mentioned in the last segment. And, you know, we'd be happy to have you check out LRN.FM. By the way, Brian, have you heard of Bitcoin Store?
I have heard of Bitcoin Store.
I have heard of it, too, and I think it's really exciting. In case you out there listening are not aware of this, There's a website called bitcoinstore.com, and what they're doing is they currently have over 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment, and they are selling them at 0% markup.
That's amazing.
From the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. And that's pretty amazing. So if you have some electronics that you want to purchase, and if you'd like to use bitcoins, I mean, relative to the U.S. dollar, bitcoins have appreciated very, very much in the last couple of years. So if you have some bitcoins that you perhaps purchased early, or you maybe received as a gift even, well, now they've got a lot more purchasing power than they used to. And you may want to consider getting some electronics that you've had your eye on. And you can do it at 0% markup. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's amazing, because that means, I mean, they're essentially not really turning a whole lot of profit, if at all.
Right. They're getting bitcoins. And
right.
I think that what they're doing is probably they're betting that bitcoins are going to go up.
Sure.
And so they want to have bitcoins in their hands, which is, you know.
But that's still a good philosophical bet.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I like that.
It's probably kind of risky, and it's a thin margin, but
sure.
You know, you can benefit from it by getting electronics at 0% markup. And, you know, the catch is that you have to use bitcoins to pay for
right.
them. You cannot pay in U.S. dollars. You have to use bitcoins. And probably also one of the reasons that they are able to offer you 0% markup is that they're not dealing with credit cards, which charge a 3% fee their transactions. And so, and they're not dealing with PayPal, which also charges, you know, 3% plus 30 cents or whatever their fee structure is. And so because they're avoiding these transaction fees, all they're doing is dealing with the Bitcoin network.
That's awesome. That's literally putting liberty in your business. I mean, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see this. Now, so it's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. If you're wondering, like, what can I buy with these bitcoins? That's another question that a lot of people have. Well, what can I do with bitcoins? If I have them, what do I do? Do I just hold on to them? No, you can actually buy things with them. And Bitcoin Store is a great place that's helping make that happen. So anyway, the government can't track what you buy from Bitcoin Store either. That's another perk for some people. You don't have to give your real name or anything other than the address where you want the parts shipped. So there's a little bit of privacy included in that. You're not linking your bank account with whatever you buy. Not as though, you know, electronic parts are illegal or anything like that.
They have tools, too. I've been there. They've got all kinds of stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, it may be something that you at least want to check out. I think it's definitely worth just browsing and seeing what they have. And you can visit the website at bitcoinstore.com. Check it out. You know, compare some prices. Compare them to Amazon, you know, compare them to Newegg, and you'll probably be shocked at how much cheaper some of the items are. And so I think there's a sales goal, too, that's going on. I have to check into that, but I know they had a goal that they were
so
going to...
So that they could keep that 0% markdown?
Yeah, they wanted to do a certain volume of sales so that they could keep the 0% markup, and I believe they actually did meet that goal. So they're going to be able to keep offering.
Fantastic.
They're not going anywhere. Bitcoinstore.com. And you can call us tonight on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE if you've got something burning on your mind, something you want to talk with us about, a question, a comment, a news item of interest, anything that's on your mind.
You know, just real quick, speaking of things you can buy with Bitcoin, I heard somebody just bought a Porsche in Texas.
300
with Bitcoins. 300, that is awesome.
That's probably, what, you know, $50,000 or so?
Sure.
Yeah.
For a Carrera? Yeah.
It was a nice car, I'll tell you that. I saw a picture of it.
Awesome.
All right, let's talk to Mike again. Mike's listening in Arkansas. Hey, Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, last night I was listening to a radio show called the Lost in Time with Art Bell, and they play archives from decades ago. And last night his guest was from 1996, and his name was Harry Brown, and he was a libertarian candidate for president. And he was trying to get on the ballot. Man, the things that this guy was saying was so right on. It almost brought a tear to my eye to hear such comments. And here we are.
I know Ian credits Harry Brown with basically making him into a libertarian.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who said they've left the Libertarian Party just because Harry Brown's not there anymore, and they've lost their way. So go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Well, you know, I was in my 20s, early 20s, and the politics and world events and things were the least of my concern at that time, I hate to say. But the things he was saying was amazing. And here we are, 17 years later, still business as usual. And it was his prediction. He said, if we don't get it this time, I know by the year 2000 we'll have a libertarian in office and we'll have a libertarian Congress. And I think to myself, if that doesn't show that the system is rigged for the same old, it's not, I mean, Everybody who called in last night on that show just loved what he was saying and said, oh, we need to know more about you and we're going to vote for you. And it's like the people want something different, and it's just the same old thing as usual.
Yeah, totally. I believe that. Isn't that the rogue candidate theory? Like, you know, there's some people think that,
that they
every once in a while they, them, those, whoever they are.
Yeah,
you
the
know,
powers
run
that be running the show, they have to
throw out a candidate that's just kind of different enough from the mainstream so that it'll kind of absorb all the energy of people who want something different.
Right.
And they'll still kind of stay within the political system.
Yeah,
right?
That way they'll still believe in the political system, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, Ron Paul gets called that sometimes.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not sure if I believe that, but
no, I think he believed what he was saying.
But the point is that there is this sentiment out there that people want something different, right? And how are they going to get it within the political system?
Well,
when they get something that's close to that, I mean, people get really excited because it's different. You know?
Yeah,
it's,
you know, I got to say, as far as Harry Brown, if you go to the Pirate Bay and you type in, that's a torrenting site, and you type in Harry Brown, it's B-R-O-W-N-E, you're going to get some incredible, incredible stuff on there. I've downloaded quite a bit of it. Some of it even financial advice, not just political, and it's rock solid.
You know, the thing about Harry Brown was that he wrote a lot about personal freedom. He wasn't just a politician.
You're going to get all of that.
He was using the Libertarian Party, I think, as a platform to get his ideas out for sure. But he also wrote about, you know, relationships, marriage, financial freedom. He has the advocated the permanent portfolio approach, which is basically like a very balanced kind of investment strategy.
Yeah, to sustain what you have. Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, Mike, for bringing that up. Anything else on your mind?
No, it is the ideas of the Libertarian Party and the things that he was talking about last night. Those are ideas whose time has come, and we're well past it. Do you guys know what happened to Harry Brown in his career?
In his career? No, what happened to him?
No, I don't know.
He died.
He passed away.
Yeah, he
died. Right.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Oh no! I didn't know that. Yeah. I just heard about it the first time last night, so I'm going to listen to some of those things off of Pirate Cove that you suggested.
Yeah, Pirate Bay. Yeah, go there. In fact, they have. I know for one thing they have because I'm actually seeding it. Is they have the entire. He had a financial show that he did after his kind of runs for presidency, and it is some of the best stuff you'll ever hear in your life as far as finances.
Mm. Gold from Harry Brown.
It is.
Mike, thank you for calling. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. You can talk about your permanent portfolio, your investment strategy, your thoughts about Harry Brown, your thoughts about TV, anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled B-L-O-C-K-I-T-P-O-C-K-E-T.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with Stephanie
and Brian.
And visit our website. It's freetalklive.com. We invite you to watch the studio cam, which you can find at cam.freetalklive.com. Brian is waving right now, and he's making a one-eye Illuminati symbol at the camera.
I did not.
You'll have to watch the cam to find out if he really did. And one more time, that's cam.freetalklive.com. You can also find a chat room there where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Not moderated, and we, the hosts, do not really have a chance to watch the chat during the show, so you can safely talk about us behind our backs there. That's something that you want to do, or you can just chat with other listeners as you watch the show. And, you know, it's not particularly exciting, but some people really like to watch the cam. They want to watch a TV show rather than just listen to a radio show. So you can do that, cam.freetalklive.com. And our number here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE to bring up anything that's on your mind. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders. I want a fish finder. I can never find the fish in the
river.
I
used to just go here, fishy, 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 and that didn't
work so well, huh? Well, you can find a fish finder at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've also got optics, firearm accessories, archery accessories, air guns, holsters, water purification equipment. I mean, that's a good thing to have, whether you're just going on a hike or you want to maybe even filter the water in your home.
Sure.
It never hurts to have that in an emergency,
yeah.
You know, just a way to get pure water. Tents, apparel, boating equipment, all there at ManVentureOutpost.com. They are family-owned. They're members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They've also got the lowest prices, and you can check it out for yourself if you want to compare prices, if you want to just see what they've got. It doesn't hurt to just take a trip on over to ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVenture Outpost. All right. We're going to it looks like we have a caller on the line on Skype. Let's see if he comes. Yeah, he's running back to the computer. Clifford has called in on Skype. Hi, Clifford. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thank you.
Now, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but you've got your video on here. You're calling us on Skype, and it looks like you're in a room with, like, multiple computers. Are you mining bitcoins?
No.
Okay. It's got a bunch of computers there.
very active.
Gotcha. Right on. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, earlier I was listening, and then my dinner got set in front of me, so I didn't have a chance to call you when you were talking about it. You were talking about the prisons and stuff, how people are being put in there for a lot of drugs, you know, and stuff. And it was kind of funny because I used to actually have a lot of inmates come in and stuff, and I would always ask them, you know, how many of you guys are actually in here for drug charges? And like 90% of them would raise their hand. And
wow.
Were you a prison guard or, I'm sorry?
Yeah, a correctional officer.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
And it was kind of just weird because there's a lot of guys that come in for just, you know, drug charges. And they're being put in there for like, you know, 10, 20 years and stuff.
Wow.
And, I mean, even alcohol is considered a drug. So, I mean, you got to take that into consideration as well. You know, people coming in for DUI and they're not really getting help in there. I mean, they're going in and if you think about it, they go in for something like marijuana and they meet people who give them access to way more powerful drugs and a lifestyle that is way more, you know, deeper. And they come out 10 times harder and 10 times worse. And they really don't care anymore because the mentality in there, which is kind of the reason why I'm not a correctional officer anymore, is really bad. I mean,
you got
officers that would go through 3 o'clock in the morning and on the hour just kick the doors to wake them up all night long because they have nothing better to do.
Wow.
You know, and it's... Yeah, it got to the point where I just couldn't do it no more. So I'm like, I can't do that. And it's actually a pretty bad mentality.
I just want to say congratulations. I'm glad you were able to leave that job that you weren't happy at. And I can see why. It doesn't sound like a very happy environment to work in.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It's very stressful. I have a large family. Actually, I actually have a lot of kids. Most of the computers you see behind me is because I do homeschooling. I teach my kids from home.
Bravo.
And oh, wow. Bravo. That's so cool.
This is the computer room, so right now they're all off eating dinner. I had to throw them out because they're kind of loud and rambunctious. But
that's okay. They're just playing, right?
Yeah. But to get back on point, what I was talking about is the mentality on a whole with people who are put into a position of power is actually really bad. I mean, they take advantage of it. And I witnessed it firsthand with my fellow officers. And I'm not saying all of them are bad. There are a very few that do the right thing, but it's very hard to stand up inside that environment and do the right thing. And if you do, you are basically a social leper among everybody involved there. They don't cut you any slack. And I left voluntarily, but if I would have stayed, it would not have been voluntarily. They would have found a way. And the unfortunate thing about it is, in the manner in which I did leave, left it to which I've been unemployed now for 3 years. I haven't looked for a job in 2 years because I gave up after the first year because I would get all the way to the final interview because they couldn't contact anybody from the prison to actually get a reference. And then after that, like, third or fourth interview, when they finally contacted them, you could just tell the whole demeanor of getting the job changed. They just wanted me out of the office. They didn't want anything to do with me.
Wow. This one's a troublemaker. He thinks for himself, right?
Yeah, he's got a brain. We need to get rid of him.
Oh,
yeah.
Not a good employee.
Yeah, and it's really bad. And there's another thing I wanted to touch on. There was a man, he's 50 years old in the town that I live in, and he was shot 15 times by 5 different officers.
Oh, no. What were the circumstances of that?
Apparently there was, like, an engagement, some kind of altercation going on, and the incident began, it was like, I guess they say he had a knife and he had went after one of the officers, but the guy is like, he's a family man, he's 50 years old, and he was shot 15 times.
Right, because he had a knife.
That sounds
because he had 5 different cops.
I mean, there was one story I remembered about an autistic boy who was 9 years old, and he, you know, wasn't completely in touch with reality, I guess, and he was in his kitchen at home and grabbed a knife, and he was, you know, I think he was killed by police.
Wow.
His mother couldn't control him with this knife, and so she made the mistake of calling the police, and they took care of it all right. And this happens all the time when people who are kind of in questionable mental state, you know, maybe they're in diabetic shock, they don't really know what's going on, or something like that happens, and there's just this extreme reaction of force on the part of the police, and it's really tragic.
I actually watched a video of a guy who was assaulted because he was in diabetic shock, which hit close to home to me because my oldest son is actually type 1 diabetic, and they're not there. You know, they're just not there
right
when they go into diabetic shock. I mean, it's just like you can tell them anything and they're just in another place. You know, their faculties are gone.
They
so they're not
going
to be able to. Yeah. And it's just, it's a bad thing all the way around. And I've seen a lot of it going on, you know, and the worst part is the people who are in place to actually keep that kind of stuff under control and actually take care of it are not. They're not doing it. If anything, they're actually trying to basically smooth it over, make it seem like, well, it's okay.
Are you talking about like the management or like the sort of people who are supposed to provide some kind of accountability for the cops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is even the worst part. If the citizens who put these people in power try to take it upon themselves to make these people accountable, they take retaliatory action against the citizens, and
yeah.
I'm sorry, it's just gotten to the point where it's out of hand, and
yeah,
I
well,
just
good
feel
for you for speaking up about it. I mean, that
yeah
must be a little bit scary, especially given that you probably know some of these people, right, given your former job, but, I mean, I think that's really brave of you to make it known, you know, make your voice heard.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I've just been wanting to get that off my chest, and
yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, thank you, and I think it's really cool that you're doing the homeschooling thing, too, with your kids.
Actually, it's a blast. And
yeah, I bet. Tell us more about that. I'm curious. Like, what do you do in a typical day? What's your schedule like?
Oh, I can tell you my schedule in a heartbeat. It's I am up at 6:30. I get my kids up at 7, and breakfast is made. They basically do breakfast. I put them into the showers, get them all cleaned up. They come down, they sit in front of their computers, and they start their schedule, basically all the classes and all this different stuff they need to do, and I basically monitor them at this. This is the base station, and then my wife's computer's over there.
Clifford, thank you for the call. I appreciate
awesome
you telling us about that tonight. And this is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Stay tuned.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition, and we're glad that you've joined us today. It's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And you can call Free Talk Live and bring up anything that's on your mind. If you've been listening to the show tonight, you've probably heard a bunch of different topics come up. And so, you know, no topic is off limits. Well, I mean, I guess you have to stay within the boundaries of sort of what's appropriate for the radio. But other than that, you know, subject matter, like you can pretty much talk about anything here on Free Talk Live. We're open to it and we'll, you know, we'll discuss it with you at 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype like our last caller, Clifford, did. That was a really interesting call, by the way.
That was great.
And the Skype handle is lrn.fm. You can add us as a contact there. And Brian, shinybadges.com. They are actually a friend of the show, and they are offering quite a unique product. They've got these pins that they have, and that's why they're called Shiny Badges.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get these little pins. They're made out of embossed die-struck metal. I don't really know why that's so special, but it sounds cool. You know,
can tell.
It sounds high quality.
I have one. I have a Shire Society pin.
I do, too. It says Free People of the Shire. I really like that pin.
And whatever the die-struck and all that means, let me just say this. It looks great. I mean, It looks high end. It's high class.
Fantastic.
This is coming from a guy that loves class, and this is it.
You could put these on your lapel of a nice suit.
Absolutely.
I think, and it would look.
I'd put it on
stunning. Armani
and a heartbeat.
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 Well, maybe you said a bit because you can buy these things with bitcoins, and actually some of them have bitcoin themes to them. There's an actual pin that he's got over at shinybadges.com, which has a little bitcoin symbol on it, and that was very popular at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which we just attended a couple months ago. And so, I mean, these things kind of went viral. Like, everybody was wearing them when we were at Liberty Forum. I don't know if you remember, but Davi, who is the owner of shinybadges.com, was there with all of his pins, and I think he did pretty well. I mean, because I just saw so many people walking around wearing these things.
Oh, yeah.
And they do look fantastic.
They really do.
So check out shinybadges.com. You know, it's a pretty, you know, I would say it's a pretty low risk, you know, not too costly way to express yourself, you know, to wear a pin that kind of encompasses something that you like or your views. And it's a great conversation starter
for
other people, too. Is that what you were going to say, Brian?
Yeah, I was going to say that. And that they look so good that they kind of do catch the eye, in my opinion. And I think it can start a conversation.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, one more time, shinybadges.com. They accept silver, Bitcoin, and for a limited time, even Federal Reserve notes. But they may not be doing that for much longer.
They may not exist much longer.
Federal Reserve notes?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think they'll probably still be around. But I don't blame Davi for kind of wanting to, you know, be an independent artist and be doing most of his dealings in Bitcoin because it's so much easier to deal with than FRNs.
Go entrepreneurship.
You know, before the show started, Brian, you posted something on Facebook, and somebody said, oh, you know, you said Free Talk Live is getting ready to start, you know, with Brian and Stephanie, and somebody said, oh, great, you know, it's the obligatory Bitcoin circle jerk. And, you know, I just don't think that's true. I mean,
he said he was happy about it.
Oh, he was. Okay, yeah, that's great. I must have misunderstood.
No, right. He said he's glad that there was going to be one.
So. You know, I think that it's really exciting what's going on with Bitcoin. I'm really excited about it.
I am too.
I've been, you know, following them every day. I've learned so much about Bitcoins, way more than I knew just a year ago. I mean, I would say that I got into Bitcoins or started using Bitcoins pretty early. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was because of hearing about them on Free Talk Live and seeing my friends, the people around me, start to use them, like our friend Mandrick. He's a friend of Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
He has the website, George's Famous. I'm sorry, he has the website mandrick.com, that's mandrick.com, where he sells, his company is called George's Famous Baklava. And he has been accepting Bitcoins for, I think, a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was one of the first people I knew to start using them as a merchant online. And they just, nothing else compares to the ease of use. I mean, you can accept payments from anywhere in the world, I guess as long as you're willing to ship your product to anywhere in the world, but you can accept Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. There are no fees. You know, they transcend borders. There's just nothing to get in the way of you making a voluntary interaction with your customer.
Sure. And the fact that today they broke $150 in value.
Yes.
They're like $155.
Oh, let's check the Bitcoin Paranoid app, which I have on my phone. I'm looking at my phone right now.
It's like, well, you know.
163.20 is the current.
They broke 160.
Yep.
I mean, okay, so there you go. So why would I want to use this? Well, because it's worth $163.
Per unit, yeah. To a certain extent, a unit is arbitrary, right? But people are figuring out just how much value these things have. I'm not even going to say how much they're worth because that implies like their price relative to dollars, but
right.
Like how powerful they are, how useful they are.
Yeah.
You know, what value do they have? And the answer that the market is coming out with is that, hey, these are undervalued. You know, they keep going up.
Right.
Right. People are realizing more and more uses for them all the time. And that's super exciting to me. So, all right, 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. And you can also call us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact. And then you can, after you add us as a contact and we get connected, you're welcome to call the show at any time. After that, you know, you can just call and I'll usually be watching the computer and I'll pick up the Skype call. If something goes wrong and I miss the call, you know, you're welcome to call back. Sometimes it's a little bit harrying to try to run the first seat on Free Talk Live and do everything. We're a little bit in the producer role as well as the host, but that's fine. I mean, it's a really fun show. So, okay, 855-450-FREE or call us on Skype, lrn.fm. And,
you know, something I was wondering about, like, with Bitcoin, I mean, it's, you know, you think about, I know this sounds crazy, but the Free State Project, this is something I was talking about with someone earlier, you know, it's almost like New Hampshire is kind of the capital of Bitcoin.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, and the capital in how much it's used and talked about.
Yeah, exactly what I was about to say. There's more people using it here. There's more buzz about Bitcoin. There's kind of a Bitcoin community. And when you think of New Hampshire, you're thinking like, oh, rinky-dink little towns, you know, not much in the way of big cities like Boston or technology. But actually, it is a hub of Bitcoin activity.
Oh, it is.
There's a Bitcoin meetup. There's a very active Bitcoin group
happens all over the state.
That meets once a week, at least one group. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. But people are using Bitcoins all over the state. They're buying and selling. They're networking. They're starting Bitcoin businesses.
Right.
And,
now, I mean,
yeah, very exciting.
What is the Free State Project? I mean, it's you know, because this is what happens is people ask, what exactly, you know, what is the Free State Project doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the Free State Project is 20,000 people, like-minded people wanting to move to one place at one time, you know, to get more freedom in their lifetimes. And people always ask, what exactly is the Free State Project doing? Well, let me tell you, this is numero uno on what, you know, the Free State Project is doing, is using Bitcoin, is getting out of FRNs, getting out of...
Well, just one correction, Brian. The Free State Project is an organization that is meant to encourage liberty-loving people, specifically
right.
they want 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire and then get active for more freedom in their lifetimes. And if you want to find out more about that, you can check out freestateproject.org. Now, the organization itself doesn't take a position on any of this stuff. But individuals who are participants in the Free State Project are doing tons of Bitcoin-related projects.
Exactly.
And I think that's what we'd like to say about that. I mean, getting active for freedom can mean different things to different people, and the Free State Project is very quickly, the Free State Project pledge, you know, to move to New Hampshire is pretty carefully worded, I think, to include a lot of different kinds of people. So
yes.
the wording of the statement of intent, if you sign up with the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, is, you know, it's something like, I will move to New Hampshire within 5 years of getting 20,000 signers on the Free State Project, and then once I'm there, I'll exert my fullest practical effort towards creating a society where the maximum role of civil government is protection of life, liberty, and property.
Exactly.
And so that's very carefully, you know, worded to try to include people who are not interested in having any government at all.
Right.
As well as those who might want sort of this minimal kind of government, right?
Sure. But I mean, Bitcoin is just, the beautiful thing is that Bitcoin is taking away, you know, one of these real power grabs that government has, which is money. You know, the control of the money. And Bitcoin just says, no, no one's going to control it. We're going to let it fly.
Yeah, decentralized.
Decentralized. It is great. And it's happening here in the Free State Project more so than I think anywhere else. But greatly, you know, there's the Bitcoin conference going on in 2013 going on in California. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so let it spread.
Yep. I am super excited about that. You know, I got a question last week on Free Talk Live. And the question was, we didn't get to talk about it on the air because I received the question via text on Skype. Somebody messaged me the question, and I just didn't have time to bring it out on the air because we give our callers priority and we had a lot of calls online.
Sure.
But the question was, you know, what can somebody do who's interested in moving to New Hampshire, but they are like a principled voluntarist, they don't want any government at all, and they're uncomfortable with the way that the statement of intent is worded? And I would say, you know, don't let the Free State Project's pledge stop you from coming to New Hampshire, meeting people, and go to Porkfest, go to Liberty Forum, and check out, see what it's all about.
That's right.
And, you know, even if you move to New Hampshire but don't sign up, I'm sure you'd probably like that too.
That's right.
All right, it's Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition, 855, 450 free. There's more coming up here on the Sunday Show.
2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster than light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.